Thank you very much to Oliver Toby, who brought our first reading, and to Leon, who brought our second reading. We're going to be having a look at those as we move through the talk today. So you might want to turn to page 1006 of the Pew Bibles. The talk is called, as you can see, it's called Growing, Growing Strong. And I'm sort of building on what I spoke about last time, which was the first Sunday in July. And if you were here then you'll remember that I was talking about my unexpected rogue tomato plant. And if you missed it, feel free to listen back to the whole talk. So this sort of, it follows on, but it also stands alone as its own talk. So in summary, I'm very into compost. So composting organic matter, so bits of fruit and vegetables that are left over, putting them in a big container, and in time it turns into beautiful succulent compost that you can then use for planting other things. And I told you the story last time of how this amazing tomato plant started growing out of a flower bed where I hadn't planted it. And we talked about all the metaphors around birds eating seed, seeds disappearing quickly, things springing up unexpectedly, plants withering if they don't have enough roots. And there's lots of metaphors about how we invest our time and energy in encouraging others to plant seeds, and thinking about how not everything we plant will be successful. We just have to trust in God to reveal his plan to us. Now, I've got a spectacular picture of my tomato plant. If we could possibly, there it is. Can we possibly zoom out to sort of see the magnitude of it? Would that be all right? Or is it not? That's sort of half of it. There's about the same the other side. And if you can imagine that grew from nothing. And this got me thinking about the parable of the growing seed, as we've just been looking at. So, in verse 26, Jesus describes the kingdom of God. It says, he also says, this is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground. Now, this is a very literal thing to happen, somebody scattering something on the ground. And we know that Jesus uses parables, which are stories, in order to help us to understand things. So Jesus used lots of simple stories so that we could relate them to things that we understand. Now, this parable he used was all about spiritual growth, our spiritual growth. And our spiritual growth is a gradual, continuous process that eventually leads to some sort of spiritual maturity. And Jesus helps us to understand the process of spiritual growth by comparing it to something that we can understand, the slow but inevitable growth of a plant. In verse 28, it says, all by itself, the soil produces corn, first the stalk, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. So we don't understand how the growth process actually happens. It's a miracle of nature, but it happens all by itself. So the process starts, and then God takes it forward. Maybe think about processes which have started in your life, which God has then taken forward. But then in verse 29, we see as soon as the corn is ripe, he puts the sickle to it. So that's the man who scattered the seed. There it is. Look. Isn't it spectacular? Yeah? And all that grew. Thank you, team, by the way. Sorry. Thank you. All that grew from a seed I didn't even know was there. Okay? So the man puts the sickle to it. And a sickle is a curved knife used for chopping crops. And the seed is harvested at just the right time. And this is interesting because Jesus doesn't explain this parable like he often does. It's up to us to understand the meaning. But if we look back a little bit further, if we look back to verse 14, it says the farmer sows the word. We see what is meant. The growth of these plants is the working of God's word in individual hearts. The crop does what it will do, but without the intervention of the farmer. So God can accomplish his purposes even when we are not aware of what is happening. But a gardener cannot force a crop to grow. We as Christians cannot force spiritual growth on ourselves or on others. God will grow individuals once they accept him into their lives. But let's faithfully sow seeds, pray for a harvest, and leave the results to God. Now, the second reading, which Leon kindly brought us, builds on this, thinking about the parable of the mustard seed. And this parable is mentioned in the three synoptic gospels, in Matthew, in Mark, and in Luke. And this parable teaches, again, a huge mind-blowing concept via something that we can understand. And it's a very short parable. You might not be that familiar with a mustard seed. I'm not, but they're really, really tiny. And you can imagine a tomato pip, yeah? They are probably slightly bigger. But the seeds grow and grow, and they become huge. Like my epic road tomato plant, which at last count had 20 trusses of fruit. So 20 bunches of unexpected tomatoes growing. Jesus' message is simple, and 2,000 years later, that message is still here. Jesus is predicting that the kingdom of God will grow. That kingdom of God had humble beginnings, like a tiny, tiny pip in a fruit, but it grew into a global, worldwide movement of joy, and it is still growing. And when tiny seeds are planted, they can grow into something huge. How do we relate this to our lives? Maybe that tiny word of encouragement you gave to someone the other day might have made their day. That fragment of an idea that you take forward might develop into something great. The kingdom of God is like a mustard seed or a tomato seed. Once it starts to grow, it grows and grows. It gets strong and it bears fruit. Ta-da! Amen? Thank you.